isikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Lechona njani mthakazi omuhle olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngesonto mhla ka 3 kunhlolanja 2019 ngontungamile inkomo endaveni zethu lamhlanje.
Imfa ezingaka zabantu abangenacala, abantu abangaphathanga isikhali, abantu abakhalela nje ukuphila, ukuthi kuphilwe ezweni kube mnandi, bathuthule ngezibhamo babulawe ngezinhlamvu kube kanje. Isibonakaliso nje sokuthi umbuso wakhona usezandleni zabantu abanjani.
Inani labantu asebefile ngemva kokudutshulwa lokutshaywa ngamasotsha lamapholisa selifike kuchumi elilodwa lasithupha 16.
Okwenzakala ukuthi ngokuya vele isinkwa babe ngani babesifuze kubesifaye uprize nale esitiyat esiyi-tutral sheet ekuqaleni lapha ngoba babekhala ngokuthi uhulumende kabaniki i-foreign currency.
Intengo yesinkwa isikhuphukile isuka ku-$1.40 yaya ku-$2.50. Ngakolunye uhlangothi amafutha ezimota lawo seqalisile ukusilela elizweni. Zonke lezindaba lezinye ziyalandela. Inhlanganiso yabo dokotela abalwela amalungelo oluntu eZimbabwe Association of Doctors for Human Rights ithi inani labantu asebefile ngemva kokudutshulwa lokutshaywa ngamasotsha lamapholisa selifike kuchumi lasithupha 16. Inhlanganiso le ithi njalo kule nani elifanayo labesifazana abadlwenguliweyo. Abadutshulwe balimala bona bangamachumi ayisishiyagalombili lanye 81. Ababotshiweyo phezu kokutshengisela okwaqoqwa iZCTU kanye lodlakela olwaqhamuka ngaleso sikhathi bafika phose kukhulu 863. Imbiko le iza ngesikhathi umsekeli kamabhalane weMelika ubona ngobudlelwano balelo lizwe lamazwe aseAfrika, umnumzana Tibonegi, esithi eleMelika liphatheke kabi ngokuhlukuluzwa kwabantu nguhulumende weZimbabwe. Ngokunjalo uthi uchuku lolukumele luphele njalo abakhahlameza uzulu labo babotshwe. Sixhume incwadi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Dinizulu Macaphulana.
Kuyisibonakaliso baba sokuphuhluluka ukubola lokudilika kombuso othando, kombuso welungelo, lombuso wenkululeko. Okunjengokuthi iningi labantu bakithi abashaye inkonzo bachaya impululu ukuthi umgabe sesimkhiphile iZimbabwe is open for business. Sebeza kubona ukuthi hayi khona ivaliwe-ke namhlanje iZimbabwe ngobana imfa ezingaka zabantu abangenacala, abantu abangaphathanga isikhali, abantu abakhalela nje ukuphila, ukuthi kuphilwe ezweni kube mnandi, bathuthule ngezibhamo babulawe ngezinhlamvu kube kanje. Isibonakaliso nje sokuthi umbuso wakhona usezandleni zabantu abanjani, abavela kuphi, abaqondeni emhlabeni. Kubuhlungu baba.
Kahle kahle kuzaphetha ngani okuyinto lokho Macaphulana, njengoba iSADC le African Unions khanya zingafuni ukungenela kudaba lweZimbabwe.
Thina abahlaziya ezembangazwe emhlabeni wonke jikelele singakutshela ukuthi baba, ungabona kunje kuqhubeka kunje, nabomakhelwane bengathi babheke eceleni bashaya indiva, kodwa umumo usiya ujula usiya phambili ngokonakala. Okugcinakala kwenzekile impi yomdeni esingathi thina yi-civil war, okuthi bukhona abanye phakathi kweZimbabwe laba abaphethe izikhali abaza kuthi ayi le nto asiyifuni kayini, besokuphikisana lalabo abathi kayiqhubekele phambili kuqhatshane kube lempi. Njalo kumbe zonezi zikhini eziwisayo ezingelanembeza ezingelamusa zicabane zona zodwa, kugcine kufakelwana amajesi, kudutshulwana, kubulawana, ukanya ngathi yiso isiphetho siyakuso ubumnyama lobu obuphambi kwamaZimbabwe ibumnyama bemadabu kakusa umsindo lo khona ngumsindo wengungu ekhalela ukudabuka ngeke kuqhubeke abantu benkosi abantu bakamdali bephila kanje ngaphansi kombuso wesandlesi nje kube njalo kuyalunga kuphelina ngalizaphuma
umnumzana Dinizulu Macaphulana yincwadi ecubungula ezombusazwe sixoxela eJohannesburg kwele South Africa. Intengo yesinkwa isikhwelile isuka ku-$1.40 yaya ku-$2.50 okuyinto echiye abantu abanengi bekhala. Inhlanganiso yabosomabhizimusi abapheka isinkwa eBakers Association of Zimbabwe ithi ukukhwela kwentengo yesinkwa lokhu kubangelwe ukukhuphuka kwentengo yamafutha ezimota kanye lokunye okunengi okuchiyeneyo abakusebenzisayo ekuphekeni isinkwa. Ngakolunye uhlangothi, amafutha ezimota seqalisile ukusilela njalo elizweni ikakhulu edolobheni leHarare kanye lakoBulawayo, lapho okutshone kule ndwendwe zezimota ezinde emagalajini izolo lanamuhla. Udubo lolu luke lwadlanga ngamandla esikhathini esedluleyo kodwa lusuke lwabanganeno kuviki ephelileyo. Sixhume incwethi kwezenotho umnumzana Reggie Shoko saqala ngokumbuza ukuthi uthini ngokukhwela kwentengo yesinkwa.
Okwenzakala ukuthi ngokuya vele isinkwa babe ngani babe siphuze kubesifake uprize nale esikhathi esiyi-$2.50 ekuqaleni lapha ngoba babekhala ngokuthi uhulumeni kabaniki i-foreign currency. I think ngokubona wami okwenzakala ukuthi ama-allocations la foreign currency avela uhulumende akabuyi ngesikhathi because okwayenza ukuthi bebesiyadinga i-foreign currency kwezi yindawo. So kunzima umuntu baphumele egcekeni ukuthi bathi kubona intengo ikhweza ukuthi abatholi i-foreign currency ngoba bayayithola kodwa bengayitholi ngesikhathi abayikhangeleleyo. Bayacatsha ngamafutha ukuthi amafutha akhwelile.
Ukukhwela kwentengo yesinkwa lokhu kutshoni empilweni kaZulu obevele ethwele nzima.
Ngingakhangela ukuthi ngumthuli o-minister obekhulumile ngaphambilini ukuthi austerity for prosperity. Ukukhwela kwezinto lokhu bekukhangelelwe ukuthi kuyenzakala kuqala umnyaka. And kuzazela isike ukuthi isinkwa ekuphila yiso sizaphe khwela. Ngingakhangela i-basket of those first 14 or 15 basic products zizakhwela in the next 2 months. As they try to match the rate of the US dollar. Ngoba ngabakwazi ukubana silakho lokho esikuthi the bond i-1 to 1 US dollar yikufanisela lokho. Okwenzakala siko 1 to 1. Kule rate esithi i-trading rate ye-old mutual. Ukubana sikhangelele ukuthi athesi i-between 3.5 and 4. So prices will always follow that rate.
Amafutha ezimota wona atshone esilela bekule ndwendwe izolo. Namhlanje kuminjani?
Hayi, indwendwe ziloke zikhona loba zizifintshane. Kodwa zikayethusi ngoba ungayithungama uyayithola ikakhulu koBulawayo lapha edorobheni. Indwendwe zona zesezijayele. Ezezivezo zikhona amaviko nalawa ukuthi kule moto eziyi-10-15 phambi kwakho uyayithola ishure.
Nxa bekhuluma abamagalaji bathi inkinga ingaphi?
Bona bebekhala ngokuthi i-delivery iyaphuza. Le-fuel so bafica sebephele dudu yikho kubahluphayo so bengakwazi ukuthi i-delivery kubana bona babebhadalile kumbe babengabhadalanga abakahulumente ungaziqhayela into ze-foreign currency.
Umnotho ungaqhubeka uhamba ngalindlela Shoko, inyanga isiyaphela ubona simi ngaphi njani njalo njengelizwe?
Umnotho le ule challenge kabili. Ungakhala esithi ngama-macro fundamentals from a micro level, there's a shift that is very positive. But to the ordinary man, there's a very big challenge.
Umnumzana Reggie Shoko, incwethi kwezenotho sixoxela ekoBulawayo. Singene kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo.
Yikudibana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo. Ngingumike Hobe. Lamhla kuhlelo sesibuyela ke ngobulawayo ngo-2022 sixoxa lomnumzana uThondela Ishoko mayelana lomkankaso wakhe the clean up Bulawayo campaign wona olenjongo yokukhuthaza uZulu ukuthi adobhe ingcekeza. Umkankaso lo usefikile ku-day 700 ontanga 700 yeshu masambeni kuye siyezokunengi Ishoko ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo lwabatsha mnumzana unjani.
Hayi ngiyaphila ngiyabonga lokungivayitha kuhlelo lwenilezi.
Day 700 mnumzana usifikile. Amhlophe butonga.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu, lathi siyajabula kakhulu ngoba sesifike 700 days besingakhangeleli ukuthi sizafika leli langa, kodwa hayi siyajabula sibili.
Njengoba selifikile ku-day 700 liyenza umkankaso lo, ubona ngani utshintsho soluyabulangala na kobulawayo?
Utshintsho solukhona oluningi ngoba sathi siqalisa thina idolobha lethu abantu abaningi kade bengazwisisi ukuthi ingcekeza ayiphathi kuhle phansi. So ngathi sesifike ku-700 sesibona ukuthi abantu abaningi sebe benefite kakhulu lo mkakaso wethu. Abantu abasalahlizi phansi, sesithola abantu abaningi ababuya besijoyina, sesithola abantu abaningi ababuya besinika i-advice. Ngikhuluma kanje kulabantu ama-recyclers asesitshela ukuthi hayi, nxa yenza i-program yenu every day, lisi-invite lathi sibuye sizokollecta amaphepha a-recyclwayo, imbodlela ezi-recyclwayo. Lakho futhi lathi sesifundisa abantu endaweni esiyabe senza amathina ukuthi enye ingcekeza ayisongcekezela yakwansi ukuthi lisenze ukuthi lani lithole imali.
Thonde, uke wangitshela ukuthi likhangelela ukwenza umkankaso lo emadolobheni achiyeneyo, seliqalile na ukwenza khonokho?
Ye, ngathi sokule kudisemba sayiqalisa ezi-4 sahamba sake sasebenza namanye ama-youth sawafundisa ukuthi bafundise abanye babo ukuthi bengalahlizi phansi bedobhe amaphepha kufakwe ama-bin. Zik-4 sesike safika, ngikhuluma kanje sesimusiwe eLupane, sesimusiwe eMutare, sesimusiwe laseHarare. So sisadinga isikhathi ukuthi lathi sibone ukuthi singahamba nini, sencedisa abanye ukuthi lawo beqalisa umkankaso lo ukuthi ibe yinto ezaspreada not only lapha kobulawayo, not only lapha eZimbabwe, sifuna ukuthi kuspreade even beyond Africa.
Umkankaso wakho owe-clean up campaign uyahambelana kanye ngomkankaso kahulumende wona owenzakala kanye ngenyanga, i-National Clean Up Campaign. Ngombono wakho uthi imkankaso efana ngalena iqakathekile okungakanani?
Lathi sajabula kakhulu sisizwa uhulumende esithi sekule National Clean Up Day, ngoba lakho kwaba lula ukuthi nxa sitshela abantu ngomkankaso wethu bezwisise ukuthi hayi, khangelani lakho kuvela kuhulumende, into esiyenzayo inhle, lani lilalele. So sajabula ngoba uhulumende sele wonke umuntu ukuthi naye once a month every first Friday wonke umuntu yenza i-clean up for 2 hours. So liyasincedisa kakhulu.
Njengoba umkankaso usaqhubekela phambili, liyakhuthaza na abanye abontanga abaphila endaweni ezijiyeneyo ukuthi labo baqale ama-clean up campaign abo?
Ye, kulo omunye ubhudu wethu uJim Justus Nyam oseNairobi eKenya, ubesinusa naye eKenya ukuthi lathi siyehamba siyeba-educata lokubafundisa ukuthi nawo beqalise nawo umkhankaso wabo ngani. So ngiyathaba ngoba nxa umkhankaso sukhangelwa namanye amazwe akhatshana njengeKenya, lathi siyabona ukuthi hayi, sibili uhamba phambili kuhle.
Zulukandaba limzwile umnumzana uThondela Ishoko. Thonde, siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo lwabatsha mnumzana.
Hayi, ngiyabonga, libe lelangele.
+2637723780 96 yoni nombolo yabo mthwakazi omuhle, bathinteni kuWhatsApp. Hayi, isikhathi du kwanele kwalamuhla. Abafisa ukuxoxisana ngami ngikhona kuTwitter njalo kuInstagram @BigMike3. Asidibaneni kuhlelo lwabatsha, uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hobe ngolwesibili sukusela ngo-8 kusiyafika ku-9 p.m. Zulukandaba, bye bye.
siyabonga Mike singene kuhlelo lwamasiko lokuphela kwabantu nsuku zonke silo Gibbs Dube
Sengana masiko
wenziwe manje
ngelo baba mkhulu babe lobola
uhlelo lomasiko lokuphela kwabantu nsuku zonke namhlanje siqhubekela phambili ngodaba lomendo lokuthi laba bafuna ukuthatha kumele benzeni ye namhlanje silo nkosiyazana Sandra Ndlovu lo baba u Richard Moyo umfundisi Mandlovu kunjani mama
Nathira linjani baba kuzo
Siphile kakhulu baba Moyo injani impilo
Awangikhona kunjani baba Duwe
Hayi siphile kakhulu Yes ngase ngawe Mandlovu kwenziwa kuyini ukuthi abantu naba sathole umendo kulezi zinto
Abantu akusathembakalanga abantu sebegcola ukudlala ikakhulu abantu bathatha umendo bawenza ibhizinesi ukuthi umuntu ngabonambo umuntu abe ufuna ukuthi engamthatha le mali lamazi nabobaba labesejabo ufuna ukuthi umuntu abe asakwanisa ukuthi basapote imuli ngendlela yabe funa umama la azisebenzile yikho ukwenza umendo iqina ingasahambi ngendlela eyiyo
ye wothi sizubaba umoyo
ya into ekhona amalanga la esiphila kulo inkinga ekhona kunabantu kunamadoda nabantu besifazana khulukhulu kunabomama abomama baningi umthatho bayawufuna uthola ukuthi mhlawumbe uthola uhlangana nenye indoda indoda inamehlo emehlo amaningi uthola ukuthi mahlala nomfazi lo kusasa nalo yiyinto yenza ukuthi namhlanje sima ubona abantu bakhona kuzama zonke izindlela ukuthi bakhona ukuthi bashade mara the most abantu baningi abasathembekali kuhlala khona emadrobheni bomama nabo abasafuna ukushada wawafuna ukuthi bahlale lapha nalapha 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 amadoda futhi la ayenza futhi khonoko abantu abasafuna ukuhlonipha abasafuna ukuhloniphana
ungase sikhangela ke udaba lolu Mandlovu pho ke ukuthi kulungiswe abantu begcina bethola imitshado eyiyo kuvele kumele kwenziweni
uze umtshado ube ngcono ikakhulu omama thina abantu abangomama kumele sibe nenhliziyo ibe nokubekezela ubaba ngaze ayenzini ma umuntu ongumama umele ufunde ukubekezela uhloniphe uzehlise phambi komkakho uhloniphe labazali babo ikakhulu thina abantu abangomama umuntu engathola umuntu ongubaba sefunta asapote imuli yakhe akhohlwe ukuthi lakibo baba lapho endele khona kunabazali bafuna ukudla so ezizinto ezenza imindo la ingacaci
kodwa-ke khonokho ke okukhulumayo-ke nxa singakhangela ukuthi nxa evele umuntu edinga ukuthi ayende kumbe athathe kumele ayengaphi ukuthi akuthole khonokho akudinga Mandlovu
kumele uthathe umuntu omaziyo usulesikhathi esikwabona ukuthi umuntu lo ukhule ulobuntu bani uphile njani uphila etintini hayi khona ukuhlangana lo muntu ongamazi ubuntu umthathe mhlangane naye la mhla 3 days ehlala lonke angeke lakho umuntu kumele libe lesikhathi hhayi into zesimanjemanje azifuneki emtshadeni
ye baba Moyo izinto zesimanjemanje lezi yizo zihluphayo akunjalo baba ngamafutshane sebeni
yizo inkinga enkulu yenza kauthi namhlanje imendo ingabi khona kunabantu baningi ngento yokuthi namhlanje uthola ukuthi mhlawumbe omunye umuntu mabahlangana namhlanje even etaxini bagcina basesendawo eyi-1 bahlala bonke bayenza amahlalisane kuba nezinkinga ziningi and futhi enye into amadoda amaningi ayakhohlisa abantu besifazana ma mbona uyomthembisa ukuthi ma wanginikeza ingane ngizokulobola and umfazi bagcina bayenza njalo ekugcineni uyobaleka amuyekeli anjalo so izinto eziyenzekala kakhulu lapha nyamhlanje mara into ekhona kunalaba afuna ukutshata ma umuntu wazinikela ma umuntu wazimisela or wafunisisa ukuthi umuntu oright ngakhohlela naye ngumuphi indoda uzoyithola or umfazi omuhle uzomthola hayi kuthi ukusheshe nithi ukuthi abantu banyamhlanje bayangena kuzinto ezimbi bahlangana abafazi lapho bahlangana namadula lapho and ekugcineni bagcina ngiwo bazokhala
ye singathi gqiba khonapho-ke Mandlovu
ya ngathi ikakhulu abantu nabangomama yithi kumele sizinakekile
abafazi abaningi izigebengu abobabaningi izigebengu uthola omunye uyisifunela imali yomuntu and ekugcineni uyokugcina siyobaleka
lo ngubaba uRichard Moyo ukhona ngale kule South Africa besikhuluma njalo lo nkosazana Sandra Ndlovu ingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu ngilethemba lokuthi siyahlangana singabaphilileyo ngeviki ezayo waluvalelisa emoyeni ngenjabulo ngumthembo sithembayo uGibbs Dube
ilaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaa
Sibongeke ijahe elidala uGibbs Thube ngokusethulela uhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke. Sokuyisikhathi sohlelo lwamakholwa uhlelo vuselela umoya silomfundisi Angliston Sibanda. Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo mfundisi.
Siyabingelelana Nkomo, siyabingelela abalaleli, sithemba bagcinakele endaweni zonke abakizo.
Usiphatheleni lamhlanje?
Namhlanje siyabuyela njalo kumbhalo wabaseRoma usahluko 8 undima ngo-26. Ithi yona ngoba siyazi ukuthi konke kusebenzela ebuhleni kulabo abamthandayo uNkulunkulu lababizwe ngokwenhloso yakhe. Sithola umpostoli Paul uyaloba, uloba encwadini yabaseRoma ikhuluma ngokuthi kakusekho ukulahlwa kulabo abakuKristu Jesu. Esandulela evula isahluko sakhe usahluko 8 uthena ngoba kakusekho kulahlwa kulabo abakuKristu Jesu, aqhubeke ngendaba yakhe engithandayo yile yabesethi yena ngoba siyazi ukuthi konke kusebenzela ebuhleni kulabo abamthandayo uNkulunkulu. Ngithanda ukuthi ke ngithi mntakababa, konke okungabe kusenzakala empilweni yakho, abanye lingabe sidlula ekuhlekweni, abanye sidlula ekulingweni, abanye sidlula ekulahlekelweni, abanye sidlula ekuboshweni, sidlula ekujeziselweni, besiqambela amanga, besingcolisa, besenza lokhu, bekhuluma kabi ngawo, abantu bekuhleba. Zwana mntakababa, ungabanaki, lithi iBhayibheli izwi leNkosi, ngoba siyazi ukuthi konke kusebenzele ebuhleni. Noma ngokumnandi yazi ukuthi konke kusebenzele ebuhleni. Noma kungabe kuyibuhlungu odlula kibo, iyazi lokhu ukuthi busebenzele ebuhleni. Khumbula ukuthi uJosefa nxa engaba bembamba abafowabo, bembopha bemphosela emgodini, akwakungemnandi. Kwakungemnandi bebeza obafowabo boLevi bemkhipha laboRuben, bemkhipha emgodini, bemthengisela amaMidiyani. Kwakungemnandi. Khumbula ukuthi uJosefa amaMidiyani bemthengisa endlini kaPotifa eyisiqili. Kwakungemnandi. Kwakungemnandi uJosefa eseboshiwe emva kokube yalile ukulala lomkaPotifa. Kwakungemnandi. Kwakungemnandi uJosefa esejele eboshiwe, bemgconile, bamenzela amacala, bamesulela udaka. Kwakungemnandi. Zwana kodwa mntakababa, indaba ezimnandi yikuthi uJosefa ephakathi kwejele, lithi iBhayibheli waphuma enkantolo waya kuba sephalasi, ngoba konke kusebenzele ebuhleni. Alubana kabe ngamthathanga abafowabo bamthengisela amaMidiyani, wayengasoze ayefika ekuthi abe ngugavena weGibhithe. Cabanga ukuthi alubana uNebukadnezar akathumbanga uDaniel loShadreki loMeshaki loAbhedinikho, babeza kubonela ngapi oDaniel ukubusa. Khumbula ukuthi alubana uJesu uqobo lwakhe kabambophanga, bamshaya, bambophela, bambethela esiphambanweni, wayeza lithola ngapi igama elithi iBhayibhili kwaba sePhilip 2 wangokuba wazehlisa wazithoba kwaze kwaba sekufeni ngisho ukufa kwesiphambano. UNkulunkulu wasemnikeza igama eliphezu kwawo wonke amagama. Ngithanda ukukhuthaza ukuthi entweni udlula phakathi kwezigigaba, mthande uNkulunkulu unganyikinyeki. Ma bekuhlasela bekuhleka, umthande kakhulu. Ma izinkinga zisiza zivela, umthande kakhulu, ngoba konke kusebenzele ebuhleni kulabo abamthandayo uNkulunkulu.
Akuyiphethe mfundisi.
Asikhuleke. Baba yonamandla wonke, siyabonga izwi lakho elinamandla njalo eliphilayo. Siyazi ukuthi konke sidlula kikho kusebenzele ebuhleni kulabo abakuthandayo. Babona amandla wonke, duduza ngalo, Baba siyabonga usithuthuza ngalo kusiqinisa ukuba sikwazi ukuthi wena ulemcabango emihle ngakho konke okwenzakala empilweni zethu. Busisa bonke abalaleleyo, ubusise nabaphathi bohlelo ngegama lenkosi uJesu. Amen.
Amen mfundisi, bekukuhle ukuba lawe kuhlelo. Lo bekuluhlelo lwamakholwa uhlelo vuselela umoya silomfundisi Angliston Sibanda. Asibeni sonke kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Sile temba libusisekile ngompalo kamfundisi. Sisigqibeke zakusihlwa ngokukhangela impumela yemidlalo ye-English Premier Soccer League edlalwe lamhlanje. Manchester United 1, Leicester City 0. Umdlalo phakathi kweManchester City United oqhubekayo sikhuluma nje leArsenal yakhoqela iMan City nge-3-1. Isa ku disappoint uThembile Arsenal. Umfokamolo bekumozeluthuli ehlabela kamnandi ingoma yokholo esithi udumo lwakhe esigqibela ke uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Singakehlukani sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Inani labantu asebefile ngemva kokudutshulwa lokutshaywa ngamasotsha lamapholisa selifike kuchumi elilodwa lasithupha 16. Intengo yesinkwa isikhwelile isuka ku-$1.40 yaya ku-$2.50. Nakolunye uhlangothi amafutha ezimota seqalisile ukusilela ezweni. Kwanele olivalelisayo, muntungamili nkomo.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.